7 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler in this hour of the program to discuss what's going on. The lead story at DougSteffen.com is the passing of James Gandolfini at the age of 51, star of The Sopranos. Vacationing in Rome, seemed to have no health problems, at least that anybody can put their fingers on. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Jennifer, said, quote, "It's an awful shock." Mm-hmm. Gandolfini was a fine actor, a Rutgers alum, and a true Jersey guy. I was a huge fan of his and the character he played. I've gotten to know Jimmy and many of the other actors who were in the Sopranos cast. I can say that each of them are an individual New Jersey treasure. I have my deepest sympathies for his wife and children. He had young children, too, I think, didn't he?
Well, he had a teenager from a previous marriage, and then he had a baby in October of 2012.
Won 3 Emmys, 1 Golden Globe for playing Tony Soprano. It was a 6-year run on HBO. On the big screen, he's been in films like True Romance, Get Shorty, The Mexican, Zero Dark Thirty he was in. The incredible Burt Wonderstone. So, a guy who has touched a lot of people over the years. He apparently had a great sense of humor. Very warm guy. Humility. Kenny said something that was pretty astute in the last hour. I don't remember whether it was on the air or off the air. And not important because I'll repeat it for the people who didn't hear it one way or the other. He was one of those people who was a true celebrity who kept himself out of the limelight. You never saw anything about him in the tabloids.
You always knew who he was. You recognized him, but he wasn't one of those, it had to be photograph guys.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wasn't there. And somebody said it was all in his eyes, the way he looked at people.
Yeah, I think so, because he had that tough guy kind of exterior. He always played that, you know, the tough, you know, either the mafia guy like we saw in The Sopranos or whatever, but he always had that twinkle in his eye, so you always knew there was something more going on. You liked him no matter what he did.
Very likable. You do. That's a great way of putting it. He seemed like a likable sort, and when he showed up in a movie, even if he wasn't the main character, you're always interested in his part.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him playing the warden in a film with Robert Redford, but I can't remember the name of the movie. I remember The Mexican. Didn't he play a hitman or something in The Mexican? Do I remember that part right?
He might have.
What was the movie he was in with Julia Roberts? That was The Mexican, wasn't it? Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Michael. Michael Forte is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and we're available for your input at 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. So, Ken, to update us on the social media following the Gandolfini, the thoughts that people have. I mean, the information, as usual now in this world that we live in, almost immediately hits Twitter and the other social media, and there have been tons of comments, right?
Yeah, Twitter is clogged really with comments of people who are just shocked at James Gandolfini's passing.
Yeah.
Lots of remembrances from celebrities that are on Twitter. I just saw something from Gene Simmons go by, who talked about how nice and real a person James Gandolfini was. And that seems to be the consensus, that he became a huge star with The Sopranos.
Gene Simmons of Kiss?
Yes. That's something about James Gandolfini. Seems to have met people in all kinds of different branches of entertainment. Little Steven Van Zandt from Springsteen's band was on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
So he met all kinds of rock stars.
Yeah.
But none of that seemed to have any kind of effect on him. You didn't see him in the tabloids getting in trouble. He just seemed to be a really nice guy.
Yeah. There was no need for him he didn't feel, as you suggested, like he had to be all over the place. And he seemed to be kind of uncomfortable at those award shows where they all go up and down the red carpet and they have to talk to these phony reporters who stand there. Wow, your dress looks so beautiful. Thank you very much.
He always had the nicest dresses, too,
I think.
Yes,
he did.
You know, I suspect, because he really did become famous a little bit later in life. I mean, you know, in the last 20 years, he's 50. Let's say he became famous in his 30s, which I think makes a huge difference. When you see these kids that get famous so early on, they really become part of that lifestyle. And he just wasn't, which is, I think, you know, it's a good thing. He was more humble about getting his roles and things.
Yeah. Well, he's done everybody a favor by having gone into acting, and the way he presented himself was really kind of cool. So if you want to feel like you're connected to the story, you can check it out in detail at DougStephan.com. A lot of other things that are going on there, a lot of things in the health. There's just tons of things today to talk about. The president was in Berlin speaking about arms control, and as I read a bit and piece of the speech at the Brandenburg Gate, it was the 50th anniversary yesterday of John F. Kennedy and his famous Cold War speech that took place right there. Obama had been in Ireland at the G8 meeting and then decided to go over to Berlin to celebrate the 50th anniversary. He didn't make any statements as powerful as Kennedy's declaration, "Ich bin ein Berliner," which meant "I like donuts" or something, wasn't there? He didn't he say something?
I like donuts.
Wasn't Kennedy? I mean, like really, but didn't really he say? I remember there being. It may not have been "Ich bin ein Berliner," but there was something he said that was translated into. The reality was it was. I remember this in high school. We talked about this in high school, and the translation was "I like donuts." Something anyway. It's pretty silly, but as I thought about Obama's speech and listen to it, and the focus on arms control, I thought two things. Number one, what's happened in 50 years? Are we still playing the same game? Are we still going down the same roads? Are we still having the same problems? And I think I came to the conclusion the answer to that question was yes. We've got Putin in there instead of who was there 50 years ago? What's his face? Khrushchev. Yeah. He takes his shoe off and pounds it on the podium. Remember that?
Just for a fact. I'm going to slam my shoe.
But what has changed? Honestly, really and truly, we're still in a Cold War. We say, oh, the Cold War is over. Nonsense. The Cold War is not over. I mean, look at the. You don't have to go back any further than the G8 summit 2 days ago when Putin wants to be on the side of Syria because they're buying a lot of arms from the Russians. And everybody else says, you're crazy. We want to isolate Syria. So, I mean, they've been isolated for as long as I can remember, all of my life, you know, more or less. I was in and out of Russia a couple of times. And matter of fact, I was in the first delegation of Americans that flew into during the Clinton years. We flew in to Moscow, and it was the first time
an
American diplomatic plane had been into Russia for like 25 years or something.
Wow.
So, anyway. And then the second thing that got me about Obama going to make that speech as if he were emulating John F. Kennedy, I'm reminded of Lloyd Benson versus Dan Quayle, when Dan Quayle sort of wanted people to think he was like John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And Benson said, I knew Jack Kennedy. I like Jack Kennedy.
No,
and you're no Jack Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
I think those words resound well for Mr. Obama, as he is not a Jack Kennedy. He's not even close to being a Jack or John Kennedy, in my estimation. You may agree or disagree. Help yourself to 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. 16 past the hour.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for $139, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale, and get special financing. Don't miss it. End-of-quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the essence of our world, and you're welcome to it, maybe, in a sense. I have a 2020 entertainment quiz question. Would you like to hear it?
I would like to hear it.
All right. Better yet, you can use your brain, see if you can figure it out. Swell prize at the other end of 888-302-3684. On this date in 1981, what movie set the all-time one-day record for box office receipts? Moviegoers forked over at this time, this is 1981, remember, $5.5 million to see this movie. The three-day record was also shattered. The total was $14 million for this flick. So what movie, and I will tell you I'm asking it because there's a correlative connection to what's going on right now in the theater. I'll give you that much of a hint. 888-302-3684, those words too big for you. You got it? You know what I'm saying? The movie that set an all-time theater box... Now, remember, what's a theater box office record in 2013? $50 million in a day, right?
But movie price is no different.
Yeah, right, exactly. What did it cost to go to the movies in 1981? A couple of bucks?
Probably.
I don't even remember. But because I always went, I did the same then as I do now.
I know when I was young, it was $4 if you went to the Twilight Show.
$4. I remember going to the drive-in with a car full of people for $7. That was that would have been probably in the...
What did you do?
Simply watch the movie.
Oh, okay.
What did you do when you went? What did you do when you went to the drive-in?
I've never really been to a drive-in.
Haven't you?
No.
And that's a shame. Are there any place anymore?
I'd like to go. Around. I think I'd be good at it.
Yes, you'd be fine at it, I'm sure. 888-302-3684. So what movie opened on this date, 1981, set a one-day record for box office totals? 21 after on Good Day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Great pop acts of all time, in my estimation, the group Fleetwood Mac from this date, 1977. Crank it up, Michael.
I always liked their cousin Big.
Big Mac, yeah?
Yeah.
By me. I always love telling the story of the meeting Mick Fleetwood in the supermarket. You don't know the supermarket. There's San Vicente. There's a little independent market. I remember going in. He had a Red Rover just like mine. I had a Red Rover at the time. We parked next to each other. And we had it. I said, "You look just like Mick Fleetwood."
He's like, "Really?"
And he said, "Really?
You look just like Doug Steffen."
Big, tall guy. And very pleasant face. Very pleasant to chat with. Nice, just interesting guy. So anyway, this song was number one on the pop charts during this week in 1977. They had 18 hits, you know that? On the charts in the 70s and the 80s, 18 of them. With all this kind of friendly, warm sound. I think you get into it because it sounded like it was friendly. You may not know what the lyric content was, but the music always sounded inviting and friendly to me. And so that's a Fleetwood Mac story for you. It's a tradition on this program, but this time to bring you a few excerpts from the late night comedy shows, or at least the host is doing their monologue, starting with Jay Leno here.
Have you heard about this big online controversy that's happening right now? Bloggers are now claiming that Captain Crunch is not a real captain because he only has three stripes on his sleeve and not four.
That's from the Unsupport Department.
Three stripes means he's not a captain, just a commander. Oh. Okay, here's another clue. He's not a real captain, okay? He's a cartoon. How about that? Let me ask you something. You know, really, people arguing over whether Captain Crunch is the real captain. You know something? As soon as they started legalizing marijuana, we'd have these kind of news stories. I knew this was going to happen. Suddenly, this is a news story.
Now, you can charge your cell phone anywhere you want in New York City. How about that? I mean, come on. Taking a cell phone out in the middle of New York City is like waving a lamb chop at a wolf pack. Hey. Yeah, I was walking through Central Park earlier today, and guess who I saw using one of the new cell phone chargers? Dick Cheney.
Oh.
Using the cell phone charger to recharge his heart. Honest to God.
This is a weird story here. Last week, fishermen in Florida reeled in 55 pounds of cocaine floating in the water. Though, as Florida law clearly states, if it's not over 60 pounds of cocaine, you have to throw it back. 55 pounds of cocaine, although, you know, the fisherman probably told everyone it was 100 pounds.
Okay. All right, now, Wendy Williams on her daytime talk program has a great way of talking with people about questions, the average question from average people. Here she talks to an audience member about a friend who's moving in on her boyfriend.
My boyfriend and I met through a girl who's his best friend, but now, whenever the three of us are together, she has an attitude. So I want to know, what's the best way to find out if she has feelings for my boyfriend?
This is what I always say. You can't have friends of the opposite sex unless you have the sex and get that out of the way. Now, we can agree to disagree. You could scream at me. I've been saying this all through my radio career and everything, and I do believe this. Mm-hmm. And you're young. How old are you?
22.
22.
So what do I do? How do I find out?
I'm telling you as an OG.
Well, that means the original gangster guy.
When you're a little older than the original gangster. Look. I'm telling you as an OG, we've done the investigation. She's exposed herself. She's crushing on him.
Mm. All right. This is what I think makes Wendy a good television host. She had a radio career in which she could handle all of this stuff extemporaneously, and that's why she's good at doing this sort of thing on television. That's my opinion, anyway, 28 after.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. Was President Obama being smart or largely defiant when he chose the controversial Susan Rice to be his national security advisor, given how the GOP had gone after her over Benghazi?
I think it shows a new assertiveness on the part of the White House. But in my mind, the real question is, will it matter? At the end of the day, the decisions about Syria, take Syria as perhaps the most difficult issue. Will Susan Rice, who has been an advocate of intervention in many cases, be assertive enough to say, here we need to do something because of the humanitarian argument?
I think it's the president's prerogative. Elections have consequences. And people need to understand that the role of the national security advisor fits what the president wants that role to be. It can be a synthesizer of information. It can be an honest translator of information. It can be a buffer. It can be a sword faller.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
So that's a good thing. It's a good combination. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn Ken Kessler.
That's him.
In this hour of the day. Happy to have Jennifer back from her trip to Denver, where she almost got blown away in a tornado.
I was almost in that tornado that was on all the news channels that Doug didn't see. No. That touched down at DIA. It's crazy.
Really? Well, a lot
I thought you'd be worried. I thought I would get a phone call, but nothing.
Nothing. But you, when you're gone, you see, it's like a lot of relationships in life, not, you know, out of mind, out of sight.
Yeah. Are you kidding right now?
Yes, of course I'm kidding.
A good answer. Out of sight, out of mind. You miss me, sir. I know you do.
I'm
if you don't, you shouldn't lie to me.
I think maybe I'm applying it to other circumstances in my life, and that's why I said that. Let's get to the big stories, but before we do that, there are three or four things going on. Then I'm going to bring you sort of something that goes back to my school teaching days, comparing and contrasting. And I have an example and a lesson in comparing and contrasting styles of humor. Mm-hmm. First, though, the answer to our 2020 history is this. It was a movie trivia question.
C.
But it historically is important because it happened on this day in 1981. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
All right, the question is, what movie released on this date set the all-time one-day record on this date, 1981, for theater box office receipts? And this is not really a trick question, but it may be perceived that way. Grover in Brownsville, Tennessee. Welcome to Good Day, Grover. How are you?
I'm doing well, Doug. How are you
today? I'm well. Have I ever spoken with you before?
I believe so. Two or three years ago, I believe.
On
and
what
you called back?
Yeah. Well, he had two or three years to rest, and that's
why. What is there to do?
Thank you. How long have I been on that station in Brownsville, Tennessee? Quite a while.
Ever since I've been listening.
Yeah, well, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. So what's the movie that we're talking about that set the box office receipt total record?
I'm thinking Superman.
I'm going to put you on hold, all right? Only because Steve in Newark, Ohio, have I ever spoken to you before?
No, you haven't.
Never spoke. Well, it's nice to meet you first, and happy to have you here. The question, this is one of those splitting hair questions. Which movie do you think set the all-time record for theater box office receipts on this date in 1981?
It was Superman 2.
It was, in fact, Superman 2. How did you know it wasn't Superman 1? How did you know the answer?
Superman 1 came out in 1978. Superman 2 came out in 1981.
All right, so Grover, are you fair and square? He had fair, Superman 2, and you had Superman. All right, so it's okay if I give him the prize?
Aww. Sure, sure.
All right, Grover, thank you. Nice to
Can
speak with you.
Can we have a consolation?
Call again.
Partying gift.
You want to give him a consolation prize? All right,
a
hold on just
gift.
A second. We're going to give you a Wow, how do you know he's departing?
Not a departing.
Oh, a parting gift.
Like they do on the game shows.
All right, we'll give you a parting gift, Grover. How's that? Just because we're good guys, and Jennifer, for some reason, either likes you. And you can call back again another 2 or 3 years. Help yourself.
Okay.
Hold on, Steve. So that's the story. Superman 2 set the all-time one-day record for theater box office receipts. That was a good flick. And certainly that has been eclipsed by the results of the Superman movie that's playing right now. What did it take in last weekend? It was the first weekend, right? $115 million or something?
It was huge.
And our poll the other day, as we acknowledged the Man of Steel topping the box office, we asked who was your favorite Superman. 38% of you said George Reeves, who was the Superman on television. 41% of you said Christopher Reeve, who was the Superman in the first. He was in Superman 2, Superman 1. Was it three Superman movies he was Superman?
There were four.
Oh, there were four of them. Okay. Let's see here. Dean Cain, 8%.
That's the one I voted for.
Really? Is it? No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Did you really?
Yes.
6% said Tom Welling. I don't even know who Tom Welling is.
I don't either.
He was on Smallville.
Yes, CW one. Yes.
Let's see here. 4% said Brandon Routh. Who's he? Which one is he in?
He was in Superman Returns a few years ago.
Was he? And Henry Cavill, who plays Superman now, people are just getting to know him, so he's not that popular yet. So that's our story when it comes to Super-Duper Man. Let's see a couple of things that we ought to probably underscore, at least focus on the IRS for a minute, because as many of you have heard, yesterday it was announced, or was it the day before, Kenny, $70 million being paid out for employee bonuses because they do such a great job in the IRS.
Well, you know, they need bonuses and $4 million line dance parties and, you know, the things just to keep them motivated.
This is a union contract, and so the question comes as to, and I think the question was asked in an earlier conversation, who's looking out for the taxpayer? The people who are running the IRS sure as heck aren't, and the administration isn't. In general, and neither is the person that's on the line. Hey, I got to get as much as I can. So we have nobody, and that's something that Senator Grassley of Iowa pointed out in this hearing. As employee bonuses, what do you think? This is a good question for Facebook and Twitter, I think, Kenny, if you don't mind asking.
He wouldn't mind because he's working for me, and if I ask him, he's going to do it, right? Why would he mind?
888-302-3684. What sayest thou about the IRS executing an agreement with the employees' union to pay these bonuses? Now, what I'm trying to figure out is this a new agreement, or is this an agreement that has been in place? If it's an agreement that's been in place, not much you can do about it, because you got to pay what's on the piece of paper. If this is something they just negotiated, I'd want to hang somebody from the yardarm. Wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
The directive was written by the former budget official who is now the IRS commissioner. So this goes back a bit. Apparently an April directive from the White House budget office that this guy worked for. The IRS always claims to be short on resources. It appears they have $70 million for union bonuses. All right, so this is a black eye. Again, more black eyes for the IRS.
Can I give you another one?
Yes.
I am so proud of myself for linking these two things.
Good for you.
Okay, follow me because this may be out on a limb, and it's a little inside into the talk radio business, but here we go.
Okay.
So the IRS is in trouble for targeting conservative groups, correct?
Right, that's correct.
Now, I think somebody brilliant, like maybe you and me, Dougie, we ought to join forces, you and I, and say that maybe the government is also responsible for another type of, I don't know, what do we call it? It's not racism. What is it?
Sexism?
What ism is it? Discrimination against
discrimination.
Conservative groups because of all the stuff that they've done, that the government has done and ad agencies have done against talk radio because of that Rush Limbaugh incident.
Oh.
Because if you don't know, if you are a talk radio station or a talk radio programmer, you've taken a humongous hit ever since Rush Limbaugh called that Sandra Fluke a really bad name on the radio.
Yeah.
Big advertisers, the biggest advertisers in the business, have decided to pull their money, even if your show has nothing to do with Rush Limbaugh, even if it's just on the same station.
I was told
you're being discriminated against.
I'm on, I think there are 84 stations that carry my program, that carry Rush Limbaugh, and I was told to make sure that none of the advertising for certain advertising agencies should air on my program on those stations because they don't want to have any connection to Rush Limbaugh. These folks from Media Matters have made life miserable, and that's okay. That's they're a free country. They do your own thing, whether you're Fred Phelps or whether you're Media Matters, you do it and suffer the consequences. But they've worked over talk radio pretty well to try to get it off the air. Yes.
Most talk radio, not all, there's a lot of stuff that's not conservative, but a good chunk of talk radio tends to have a conservative leaning. So, my point, Mr. Stephan, is that this is another target on conservative America, just like the IRS. Thank you, Your Honor. That's all. End of testimony.
Really?
Don't you think that's pretty good, though? It is.
I'll take that into consideration.
Yeah?
All right. 70
really?
Before
you weren't
the hour.
More impressed?
We'll think on that.
Nothing? Crickets?
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from $139, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale, and get special financing. Don't miss it. End-of-quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donation. Donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Hey, new kid. You need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it. With names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall Systems. Love them. Honeywell. Recommended for safety. Trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I promised... We didn't talk about Ben Bernanke. I didn't promise that on the air, did I?
I don't think so.
I forget sometimes because conversations just go on here, and they just continue whether we're on the air or we're not. But I do remember promising to do contrast, comparisons and contrasting like I did when I was teaching English.
You did promise that, yes.
Okay. So I want to compare Dave Chappelle to Bob Newhart. How about that for a stretch? I don't even know that it's a stretch. I mean, it is two different sorts of comedians, and they both make us laugh. I want to know if all of you listening find something funny in both of these bits, starting with Dave Chappelle.
This one time racism saved my life, man. I was on a plane. I was coming from overseas. And I don't know how this guy got a machine gun on the plane, but he stood up, man. He said, "Everybody, get on the ground. Nobody look at my face." I started freaking out because he was Chinese. I was like, why is he talking like that? He was screaming and crying. I was the only brother on the plane. Well, I thought I was the only brother. I looked over. There was one other black dude. He was from Nigeria. I looked over at him. He was looking right in my face, man. He didn't say two words to me. He just looked at me. He was like... He didn't need to talk. I know just what he's talking about. I looked right back at him. I was like... Some white dudes on the front of the plane seen us. They were like, "Oh, my God. I think those black guys are going to try to save us."
So that's Dave Chappelle. Now, we laughed at that. See if you laugh listening to Bob Newhart.
It's been my experience in comedy that most good comedy comes out of your own personal experiences. And I grew up in Chicago, and the area of town I grew up in was at the end of the bus line, and the bus drivers would turn around and they'd head back downtown. So I had been watching bus drivers since I was like 5 or 6 years old, and became convinced very early there must be a school that all bus drivers attend, because they couldn't innately know these things that they're able to do. So I'd like to take you now to that school. And as we enter the course, we find the instructor talking to the student bus drivers. Gentlemen, you have just completed what's known as a basic course in bus driving. We're going to present you here with actual situations you'll encounter while driving your buses. And it's primarily designed to find out whether you're going to be good bus drivers or possibly one of the great all-time bus drivers. Of course, when I say great all-time bus drivers, immediately comes to mind the name Larry Strickland. Probably the greatest bus driver of the 40s and then into the 50s. Neil Norlach, certainly the greatest left-handed bus driver we've ever seen. So what we're going to do, we're going to take one of the students, Johnson, yeah, you want to get in the bus, and Mrs. Selkirk, yeah, you want to get back to your marks, and we're going to present you with situations you'll very often encounter on your buses. All right, Johnson, yeah, pull your bus in. All right, discharge your passengers. Now, out of the rearview mirror, you'll notice this old woman running for the bus. Yeah, you want to start running, Mrs. Selkirk? Let's see how Johnson handles this. You're pulling out much too fast, Johnson. Hold it. Yeah, she gave up halfway up in the block that time. Yeah. You know, what you want to do is just kind of gradually ease out, you know, and you're kind of always holding out the hope they can catch up with the bus, you know what I mean? Now, another thing you have to watch, a lot of these older women, they'll run at three-quarter speed, and they'll put on a final verse and catch up with the bus. So.
Ever seen that happen?
Johnson, let's try another one. Graham, you want to try your hand the same problem?
How many of us have seen that? That's actually pretty funny, but yet very astute. How many people have seen that happen, actually?
I don't know if I have, but you're a bus man. You used to be a bus driver, right?
I owned a bus company for a lot of years, and it was funny to see how these things, maybe that's why this struck a chord with me. Bob Newhart won the Television Icon Award at the Critics' Choice TV Awards earlier this month in Beverly Hills. He's been very, very
funny. Such a funny guy.
For 50 years.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Time now for us to have a little tech talk. Thus, we call this part of the program Tech Talk Time.
Tech Talk.
Very clever of us to come up with that. I think we worked on that. Didn't we have a meeting that lasted an hour and a half to come up with this, Kenny?
We did. It was like the entire brain.
Right. We had the brain, what did we used to call that Roberta contest? The brain frame.
The right brain frame there, brain whatever. Game.
All right.
So. Game.
So let's. But our brains are affected by all this technology, and sometimes not necessarily too well. Shelley Palmer, who is our daily reporter, will be around in a moment to talk about Sony's newest gaming console called the PlayStation 4. So that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, first announced way back in February, Sony finally unveiled the PlayStation 4, its next-generation console, last week at E3. Priced at $399, it's $100 less than Microsoft's Xbox One, which was also shown off last week at E3. The PlayStation 4 will hit store shelves this holiday season and already seems to be a resounding success for gamers. Sony has opted not to limit how you lend, sell, or trade in your games, which has been a major sore spot in gamers' eyes regarding the Xbox One. The PlayStation 4 also won't require internet check-ins, which the Xbox One requires on a daily basis. The strange part about all of this is that Sony is winning the next generation console battle by sticking to the same policies you find on the current systems of Xbox 360 and PS3. What's the lesson in all of this? The way to win over gamers and their wallets is to stick to the status quo. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As high school seniors get ready to graduate, many of their families are preparing to send them off to college. Brian Osuch has more on how mass affluent parents can get ahead of the curve and begin saving for their children's college tuition early without sacrificing their retirement.
According to the latest Merrill Edge report from Bank of America, half of parents have saved less than $20,000 for their child's college education. Bank of America's Aaron Levine says there is a way to balance saving for a child's college education while also saving for retirement.
The Merrill Edge report also found that only 22% of mass affluent are willing to cut back on their retirement savings to pay for their child to go to college. As an alternative, you can boost college savings by cutting back on personal luxuries and delaying large purchases such as a new home, car, or family vacation. To get a jump on saving for college, everyone should start early by contributing to accounts like 529s.
For more, log on to MerrillEdge.com. That's your financial fitness from Bank of America. Banking products are provided by Bank of America, N.A., member FDIC. Investment products are provided by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, and are not FDIC insured, may lose value, are not bank guaranteed. MLP FNS is a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation.
All right. I think that was most and not mass, but at any rate, we'll move to the next item of interest here. A first-of-its-kind summer reading list for small people that brings together reading and play is being made available to the public. This is fascinating. Listen to this.
Research by the Association for Library Service to Children, or ALSC, shows that engaging your children in five practices of reading, singing, talking, writing, and playing increases their early literacy skills. The ALSC's Star Electronica.
Play really encourages healthy brain development. That's why we're teaming up with Lego Duplo for the Read, Build, Play Summer Reading List. It's a list of books children under five can enjoy reading throughout their summer vacation.
Electronica says by bringing together two things children love, like playing and reading, parents help build a strong foundation for future learning.
Inspirational building instructions and suggestions are offered with each book, so kids can build along with the story. They get to use their imaginations through building and explaining their creations to those around them. This really sets the tone for early literacy skills.
For the reading list and a free downloadable parent activity guide, log on to readbuildplay.com. That's Lifestyles from Lego Duplo.
How many people have been following this password protection bill that needs some more support in the House of Representatives? 37 lawmakers introduced legislation to stop employers from demanding that their current or prospective employees turn over personal passwords that would grant access to social media accounts.
Hmm.
That ought to be not
going to happen.
Legal, huh?
Not going to happen.
Other than a maximum wage of $100 million.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.